Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's under the weather a little bit today. It is March the 13th, and Bad Bob's here with me. Oh, Bad Bob, how are you?
And good morning.
You looking spiffy today?
Thank you. The usual this time of year. You have to layer this time of year. In the morning, you're all chilly, and by afternoon, we're going to be pushing pushing at 80, well, mid-70s today.
It was pretty warm yesterday.
Yeah, so, we pushed 80. Yeah.
So what's the weather look like today?
Well, as we look at the forecast, it is right now 48 and partly cloudy in Redding. We should see a high of about 73, clouds in and out throughout the day, and could actually push around 81, depending on where you're at in the valley. This report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short ride out of Palo Cedro. Wines, great food, pizza on Thursday nights, music, dancing. Gosh, it's got about everything up at Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546 for, for reservations up there. The thing, we've got a lot of stuff going today. But it's one of those days that kind of lines up like this is, you have a guest lined up and then so because they can only come in on a certain day. So you shift the guest you have back and then that first guest says, I can only be there for 15 minutes. Well, guess what? So you start to shift everything back. So, but you're not sure at the end of it if it worked. If everybody shifted. So we have to find out who's going to show up today, Bad Bob. So it may be just you and me and Snappy Patter, and reading things out of the phone book, stuff like that. But as we do every morning, Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, we go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 33 points at 14,416. The S&P 500 is down 3 at 1549, and the NASDAQ is down 10 at 3232. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America down up 1 penny at $12.02, and Nokia down 6 cents at $3.52. Stocks of local interest, Pepsi is down 8 cents at $76.81, and Pacific Gas and Electric is down 5 cents at $42.99. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.22%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 60 cents at $93.52. Gold is up $2.20 at $15.93.90. And silver is up fractionally at $29.10. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on every day, Monday through Friday, I should say, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9 here for our Market Minute. You give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the latest advice on what to do with your investments in Wall Street. Or stop by Park Muna Drive right here in Reading. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Ah, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Join us for the 19th annual Shasta College Athletic Celebrity Dinner and Auction at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Friday, March 22nd, 2013. This year's special guest is Basketball Hall of Famer Bill Walton. Bill played for legendary UCLA coach John Wooden, where he was voted one of the best players in the history of college basketball and went on to star in the NBA for the Portland Trail Blazers and Boston Celtics. He is currently a commentator for both college and professional basketball telecast. Come and enjoy a great evening with a fabulous dinner plus live and silent auctions. Tickets and table reservations can be made by contacting the Shasta College Athletic Office at 530-242-7592 or come by in person. All of the proceeds from this important event will help give over 350 Shasta College student athletes a great experience representing our 17 intercollegiate sport programs. It's better on the river.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460. Wake up. Good morning. 712. March the 13th. What a day today. It's going to be 70-something degrees. 77 degrees. It's 49 degrees. 50 depending on where you're at. All right, Bad Bob. Now, hang on. I have got an announcement. Are you ready? Grab your, grab your chair. I know it's going to happen. Are you ready? Are you trying to do something over there with your little computer? No. It's not working. Okay. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
There happens to be a Greek mega millionaire who's huge in business. I can't even pronounce his name. He bought three of the brands from Hostess. And we are going to see Twinkies, Ding Dongs, and Hostess Cupcakes back on the shelves. Can you believe that? I mean, this is something that... it's almost like a part of Americana disappeared. Now, I'm not too crazy about Twinkies and Ding Dongs, but, you know, the thought of not ever having to have, not ever being able to have a Hostess cupcake, it's just kind of like, does it ruin your life? No, it doesn't ruin my life, but I'm thinking is that if it, things that have been with us, what are the things that have been with us, Bad Bomb?
Some of the icons that we grew up with?
Yeah, I mean, things that we just grew up with that no people are no longer here. Nobody, you know, kids don't know what a little skate key is. Mm-hmm. Do you know what a skate key is?
Yeah. Kind of, yeah, we lost, well, Melanie, the singer who popularized that.
Yeah,
song,
but I mean, you had skate keys wrapped in a string around your neck because that's what you, you know, you could hook so them onto your shoes.
Tightened your skates, yes.
Yeah, you know what, back then a skateboard was like 2.5 feet long with metal wheels, like, almost like the old roller skate wheels. And you talk, and you could really just literally destroy yourself out there.
Also didn't take three remotes to watch the evening news.
Yeah, what's going on with that? My dad, you know what my dad, you know what my dad's remote was? Carl, get up and change the channel. And I run over there. Okay, change the channel. Okay, now hold the antennas to the left just a little bit. Just stand there. That was my dad's remote and it seemed to work. Okay. Some of the other things that it just is, when you see something like that, you think to yourself, you know, is this going to work? You know, everything seems to be going away. Is this,
Okay. You know, one of the things.
You do realize you're starting to make old man noises.
Well, I'm not trying to make old man noises. I'm just saying is that Hostess Cupcakes, but then you start thinking about, you know, and you're the one that brought up remotes. I've got a dog that goes over and pushes the remote now. She thinks that it gets my attention. She's pretty much right. Hey, look, let's have our guest on, Sam Paredes, who is the president of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How you doing, Carl?
You know, Sam, you know what, Sam, I'm kind of in a concerned about things that are going on. And somebody handed me some stuff about the Colorado and the gun, you know, the gun laws they're enacting there about limiting the amount of ammunition you can own.
Yes.
And most of the ammunition bill would limit most magazines to 15 rounds. Existing magazines would be grandfathered, you know, blah, 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 blah. But they seem to be pretty liberal compared to our guys over here, though.
Oh, you know, we are under an assault like we have never been under before. Out here, they're trying to do everything. They, 5 cents per bullet, tax, license and registration to buy ammunition, changing the definition of semi-automatic firearms.
Wait a minute.
That doesn't exist.
Well, what about the changing of the definition? How do they do that?
Well, what they want to do, Senator Leland Yee is saying that the only legal semi-automatic firearm that can exist in California is one that has a fixed magazine that cannot be removed, and that the firearm has to be loaded by disassembling the action. And there is no such thing as a fixed magazine, semi-automatic. And he includes rifles, shotguns, and handguns. That means you would have to take the slide off of a semi-automatic handgun in order to load the gun legally according to his new definition. You would have to take a semi-automatic rifle and disassemble the action in order to reload it. With ammunition, and the same is true with a shotgun. So they're trying all kinds of crazy things.
I'm just looking at the news today, and it was a horrible thing in Chicago. This little six-month-old girl was killed. And it appears that her dad, who's a gangbanger, by the way, was changing her diaper in a car, and a couple guys walked up and shot him. And uh-huh. Most people believe that they didn't know the six-month-old child was there. But here's the thing that I took out of this. They had the highest amount of homicides in Chicago last year. Right. 500 homicides last year. The worst ever. I think it was more than killed in Afghanistan. And they've got the strictest, arguably the strictest gun laws in the nation right there.
Sure.
And it just seems like, if they're that strict, then, and if they don't work, then the next step has got to be confiscation.
Yeah, in a place like Chicago, you can bet your bottom dollar that that's what they're going to attempt to do. The laws and rules that they've got in Chicago are all being challenged again in court. Remember, it was the McDonald versus the city of Chicago ruling that the United States Supreme Court used to say that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, and that state and local governments can't infringe on that right. Well, Chicago has obviously turned around and infringed on that right since that ruling, and many of the issues that their ordinances are being challenged in court again. So they are providing us the fodder to go to court to continue to define how broad the Second Amendment is.
Okay. Hey, Sam, I got to take a quick break here. So I know you can stay with us for a while. I have a couple of questions for you.
Yes, sir.
One was, I think it just hit about the seizure of weapons by the California Marshal Service.
It's the California Department of Justice.
Right. Okay. And I want to talk about that because you were quoted.
Yeah.
Something about that. Probably like to hear what you really said. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
I'm Mike Wiley with the Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357 here in Reading. Please join us Saturday, March 30th at the Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street in Reading, from 10 until 3 for our fourth annual Welcome Home Vietnam Veterans Day. There will be a ride led by the Missing in America Project to the Veterans Cemetery in Igo with an interment ceremony at 10:30 a.m. Afterwards, lunch will be served at the Veterans Hall, provided by the Sons of Italy. For more information, please call Eddie McAllister at 530-524-7504. That's 530-524-7504. Please join us on March 30th at 10 a.m. at the Shasta County Veterans Hall.
That's Saturday, March 30th at our Shasta County Veterans Hall, 1605 Yuba Street. Let's welcome home our Vietnam veterans.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Okay, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning. It is 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest selection of cigars in that walk-in humidor, and they will meet or beat any prices in town. And, of course, Espresso Joe's with super, super coffee. Buy it by the cup or the pound. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. My guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Sam.
Yes, sir.
Now, they put more money into the state justice system. And the boys and girls, I guess, are out there knocking on doors and confiscating weapons. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, well, it's not quite exactly like that. And the state senate passed a bill, SB 140, and what this bill says is that the Department of Justice can use money from the dealer record or sales fund. That's the fund that you and I pay into to do our background checks every time we buy a gun. And because so many people have purchased guns in the last year, that fund has a $28 million surplus in it. So seeing that there's a pot of money there, the legislature is trying to spend it. And that's what we object, that they're going and doing, is spending that money for something other than background checks. What they're going to spend it on is something called the Armed Prohibited Persons System. In California, we have handgun registration, and beginning January 1st of next year, we're going to have long gun registration. It's already passed, and it goes into effect as of January 1st. And what happens is that every time somebody buys a gun, the DOJ has the record. And they take the list of everybody who's been convicted of a felony, a violent misdemeanor, anybody who the court has deemed to be a mentally deficient as a danger to themselves and other people, and those people who have been disqualified from possessing guns because of a restraining order that was issued against them, it is under California law and mostly under federal law also, it is illegal for those people to possess guns. We're talking, you know, gang bangers that have been let out of jail.
No, I understand.
And if they had purchased guns legally and then they were arrested and convicted after they had purchased them, the state knows who those people are. And what they are saying is that we are going to go investigate to see if these people are in possession of illegal firearms. And a lot of the people that are on that list are dirtbags. And they are in possession of guns. And everybody agrees that they shouldn't be. And that's what they're doing. They're not going after anybody who's a law-abiding citizen. We're talking about people that have proven to be a danger to society and something that pretty much we all agree with shouldn't have guns. They've lost their right because of an act of violence that they have committed.
But
it's not you and me that they're coming and knocking and talking to. It's people that they know have been through the courts and have been deemed to lose their rights.
Well, what about restraining orders? Isn't that like kind of like an automatic people used to do is restraining orders?
Only certain restraining orders, those where the restraining order has found that there is a credible danger that the person can realistically cause harm to an individual. And we know that system is abused, and we are doing what we can to try to change that system. But the fact of the matter is, restraining orders when people are in a divorce and somebody gets into a fight with each other and somebody puts a restraining order, they could lose their gun rights.
Yeah, the other thing is how long does this go back? Say that you were 20 years old and you got a restraining order because you screamed and yelled at your wife or she screamed and yelled at you, and you're like 50 now, you know, things have changed a lot. Does it have any, like, time lapse on it, or is it just
what
once
happens
it's there?
Is as long as the restraining order, you know, a restraining order has a drop-dead date unless it's renewed by the court. So when the restraining order is no longer in effect, you're no longer, the person is no longer on that app system. There are multiple types of restraining orders. Some of them are in effect for like 3 months or as stipulated by the court. Or they can go up to 10 years depending on the issue.
Uh-huh.
A person who is under a restraining order always has the right to be able to go back to court and to give evidence that they are not, should not be a subject of a TRO, temporary restraining order, and can have the restraining order overturned.
What if it's a mistake? I mean, do they obviously make mistakes because it has to do with bureaucracies.
Yeah, no, it's if the government makes a mistake, then unfortunately it's up to us to prove that they made a mistake and go to court to
get your
rectify
back.
That situation. I'm not going to be here to tell you that the government never makes mistakes. As a matter of fact, I guarantee that they make mistakes. and that's why we have to be vigilant and fight every one of these efforts.
Hey Sam, we got to take a quick break here for the news, but we'll catch you on the other side. I want to talk about Gun Owners of California. We've got a big dinner coming on up here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages in the news. Carl Lindabot, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are taking a break from the recent rally as traders weigh headlines out of Europe against considerably better than expected retail sales here in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down almost 30 points. Meanwhile, Philip Morris International is naming Andre Kalantzopoulos as the company's new chief executive. Kalantzopoulos will replace current CEO Louis Camilleri, who will remain as chairman after the company's annual shareholders meeting on May 8th. Philip Morris is the world's largest publicly traded tobacco company. And Mondelez International is announcing a $1.2 billion stock repurchase. The company says the primary purpose of the program will be to offset dilution from its equity compensation plans. The stock repurchase is at the discretion of Mondelez and will be done through open market transactions, privately negotiated transactions, or a combination of the two. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. This week, the Lemurians, a mystical brotherhood believed to be roaming through jeweled corridors deep inside Mount Shasta, the last survivors of an advanced civilization from a lost continent. We'll have an expert right here. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
As spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Hey, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl on the bar. Good morning. 7:34 in the morning, 49 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, family-owned and locally owned and family-operated. Over 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama County. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793.
3-6-5-3-7-9-3. That's 3-6-5-3-7-9-3. Our guest is Sam Paredes, who is the, I guess you'd say, what, the president of the Gun Owners of California, Sam?
Executive director.
Executive director.
Promotion that not deserved yet.
Well, no, I think it's deserved. Hey, we have somebody on the other line that's got a question, too. So, hey, Henry, you have a question for Sam?
Yeah, I sure do. I was reading the Record Searchlight yesterday, and there was an article in there, a very short article, about some local or state representative that has introduced a bill to take lead out of bullets. Now, I don't know exactly what we're going to replace them with, maybe armor piercing, but what's his feeling on that?
Yes, the Humane Society of the United States
is in
an effort to...
Hello?
Yeah, turn down your radio, Sam. Not Sam, Henry.
Okay.
I'll Carl, step outside
what,
here.
What Henry said is that there's a bill that's being drafted in the legislature right now to ban the use of any ammunition that has lead in it. We're not sure if they're limiting this bill to for hunting purposes or for all purposes. The final language has not been released yet, but since it's being sponsored by the Humane Society of the United States, we believe that it'll concentrate on banning the use of lead in any ammunition for hunting purposes. They have no real alternatives. That is their effort to reduce hunting and to make it more expensive for us to be out in the field. They come up with these goofy and bogus explanations as to how harmful lead is. You know, they don't point out that lead is a natural occurring metal in nature, and that lead has been used for hunting and taking game since firearms were invented, and there's no problem of lead poisoning of people who consume wild game or anything like that. They try to come up with these unique studies to show that there's a problem where a problem doesn't exist. So it is a very real attack on our right to keep and bear arms that we're going to fight.
Well, you know, it's a again, it's, you know, the studies they point out are specious at the best. So okay, yeah. Hey, there's going to be a Gun Owners of California dinner up here on March the 23rd.
Yeah, we're having the dinner up at the Veterans Hall, and it's going to be a great dinner. It's a good time to for all of us to be able to get together. It helps us raise money so that we can continue to fight in the legislature, and we can continue to look for good pro gun candidates to run for public office. We have auctions and raffles and drawings and a great dinner, and we'd like to invite everybody to come and support Gun Owners of California. Just by coming to the dinner, you automatically become a member to GOC, and you receive our newsletters, our updates, and anybody can go to our website at www.gunownersca.com, GUNOWNERSCA.com, for information or for the latest update on what's happening on all of these bills. Today we're putting up a new update with each of the bills that we know have been introduced and that have got language in them so that people can start tracking what's going on. But Carl, we want to invite as many people as possible to join us and fight with us to protect our Second Amendment rights right here in California.
Well, we'll be there. And also the fact is that every weapon, every knife, every pack, everything that's there that night is made in America. Which I think is significant because there's plenty. I received a Ducks Unlimited, the Ducks Unlimited, your knife or a commemorative knife.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And I looked on the other side and it was made in Pakistan. And I'm sitting there thinking, oh well. but everything there is going to be made in America, so you can rest assured about that. You can get tickets, I think, calling Jones Fort.
Yep.
And I don't have that number right here, but it's calling Jones Fort, and I think he's getting pretty close to selling out because it can only take like 200 people in there.
Yep, and it is close to selling out, so if anybody wants to come, please call Jones Fort or give us a call down at the office at 916-984-1400. and we'll get you reserved for a seat or a table. So please join us.
Well, you know, it's something that, you know, we need to do something, because otherwise they're just going to keep coming up with these weird, you know, more laws, more restrictions, until one day you're sitting there and you've got a double-barreled shotgun that you can't load because it's dangerous.
You're absolutely
and that's
right,
all you Carl. Have. So, I mean, and the thing about it is it's a control thing. The whole thing is a control thing, because the bad guys are not going to listen to any of these stupid laws. But what it does, it just takes law-abiding citizens and pushes them to the edge about, well, you know what? I have this. This is mine. I bought this. And why shouldn't I be able to keep it or shoot it? I mean, I've never done anything wrong. Nobody, I keep my guns in a safe. I'm just, you know, talking to generic you here. And then all these things. And yet it doesn't seem to be enough. They're aiming it at the law-abiding gun owners. It just doesn't make sense.
You're absolutely right, Carl. It's incumbent upon us as patriotic Americans and lovers of California to fight to preserve the Constitution and our rights and freedoms. And if we don't fight, then you know, don't come squawking when you find that the folks on the other side have taken your rights away. So be a part of the fight. Be a part of
that's right.
Protecting the country.
You can't back down on these things, because
yes,
if you
sir.
Do, and you know, even you know, right now they lost the supermajority in the Senate. So there's
right.
you know, there's a hope there that if
right.
they do this, that you know, maybe even, gosh, you know, that the governor could be the most conservative member up there,
yeah,
and down in I know it is in Sacramento, and he vetoes one. At least maybe that'll see that, but. This is something we all have to get together. If you enjoy shooting, you know, it doesn't mean hunting, but it means just shooting, going out and competing, that, you know, with taking a semi-automatic shotgun apart to reload it. I mean, you know, it's just not a lot of fun when you're out there shooting trap.
Yep.
Anyway. Okay. Sam Paredes, thank you so much, and we'll see you on the 23rd.
Yes, sir, Carl. And always remember, when walking through hell, keep going. That's what Winston Churchill said, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to walk right through the hell that we are in and come out at the other end.
Okay. All right, Sam. Thanks a lot.
All right, sir.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we come back. I think we got you prep here with the importance of being earnest. We'll be right back.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't call the 800 number. Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, a hop with the hop. You get the dissipation now, even in the nation with the hop.
There's a whole new take on mobile technology. The Hopper from Dish. Transfer DVR recordings to your iPad with the new Hopper Transfer app. And check out the Explorer app that lets you interact with your TV through your iPad. Watch everything and go anywhere with the all-new Hopper.
You can store it, you can view it, you can really room to room it with a hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kicks with the hop.
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. Don't call the 800 number.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. 7:45 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Whether it's installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance, Alliance is going to be there for you. Check out their website at homecomfort.org or give them a call at 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air does great work for their customers. What's the weather like, Bad Bob?
Going to see a mix of clouds and sun, very warm and usually so, 81 degrees is an estimated high today. Currently in Reading, we are looking at about 51. This weather report is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546, head on up there. They have pizza tomorrow night, Thursday night. Handmade, hand-thrown pizza in a wood-fired oven. You have to make reservations because they usually sell them out by 8 o'clock if you haven't been up there. And, of course, dancing and music over the weekend, horseback riding, sporting clays, they're all there. And speaking of a sporty group, I have them here with me. I have Romney Clemens, and who is the drama department director. Is that right? Drama
yes.
department? Head of the
yeah.
drama department at UPREP.
Yes.
And they're here to talk about, and four, yes, four of her students talking about the importance of being earnest.
Yes.
It's your turn now.
It's our spring play. We open tomorrow night. We run this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night at 7 o'clock in the little theater upstairs in the Shasta Learning Center. And then we have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. And I have four members of my cast here. We have Algernon, Gwendolyn, Cicely, and Jack.
Now, are these their real names?
No, these okay. are their character names.
I have not seen a Gwendolyn or an Algernon in a long time, but
they really should bring those names back.
It is Reading, so, you know. Okay, step up, start right here, just give me your real name and what you're gonna do.
My name is Christian Macias. I'm a junior at UPREP and I play Algernon Moncrief, a self-obsessed, slightly schizophrenic bachelor.
Okay. Well, you'll fit right in here. If you get a spot here, we have a place for a producer. Okay, and you?
My name is Megan Hoffman. I'm also a junior at UPREP, and I am playing Cecily Cardew. She is 18, and she's a little sheltered, and so she doesn't quite understand how things work, but she's very happy. So.
Well, you know what? That fit in with me. I don't know how things work, but most of them I'm happy. All right.
My name is Zainab Malik, and I'm a senior, and I play Gwendolyn Fairfax, who is, above all, just very snobby.
Oh, well, okay. And?
And I'm David McCallum. I'm a sophomore at UPREP, and I'm playing Mr. John or Jack Worthing. And he may be one of the oldest of the cast, but he is definitely not the most mature.
Both gentlemen in the play pretend that their names are Ernest because both girls will only marry a gentleman named Ernest.
Okay. And that's the story behind the play, right?
Yes, yes. They believe that a man must be named Ernest to be Ernest.
Well, that just opens up all types of things right here, doesn't it? Okay,
yeah.
Now, this play, I remember this play, has been going on for, gosh, what, centuries?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Or a century at least?
Yeah, it's Victorian England.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde.
I think every high school
does the importance of being honest.
I remember reading it when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fabulous. Funny. Every line in that play is a joke.
It's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, how long have you all been in acting? I mean, is this something you've been doing since you were a child? No? Okay. No. Somebody needs to talk. Shaking your head doesn't help.
I've been doing it since sixth grade. So this is my sixth year in the drama program at UPrep. So.
And what do you plan on doing with this? Do you plan on staying in drama? We had a young lady on the other day who was 13, and she wants to be a math teacher. And she's been in several productions down at Riverfront and a few others. But she wants to, she wants to be a, and she's from UPrep too. Mm. But she'd like to be a mathematics teacher, which I found, wow, that's really interesting. So is this something you want to do, is stay in drama?
I don't know. It's my passion. I love it. Every time I get up there, I just feel at home, but I don't know. I would love to. It'd be great.
What about our senior here? Because you're going to graduate this year. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
with this?
Actually, I'm planning on majoring in theater, and I love acting. It's another one of my passions. But I think I want to go into directing, and then when Miss Clements wants to retire, then I'll steal her job. No,
and I'm good with that.
Come back to UPrep, huh?
Maybe.
So, where do you plan? Do you have any idea where you're going to go to school?
I've got a few choices: UC Irvine, Southern Oregon University.
In the school that you're looking for, it's got to have a great theater department, though, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all right. Hey, we got to take a break here. I'm here with Romney Clemens, with the students from UPrep. We're talking about the importance of being earnest, which is going to be starting
tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
7
night.
O'clock.
And we have tickets for that, so we're going to give away a couple tickets when we come back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Lindebach, good morning. 51 degrees, 7:54 in the morning. It's going to be a sunny day today. It's going to be a great day. Hey, we're going to give away a couple tickets for The Importance of Being Earnest. It's going to be, these are $500 tickets here that we're giving away. It's going to be on the 17th, which is the, today's what? The,
that is 14th, Sunday.
13th. Okay, it'll be Sunday at the matinee at 2 p.m.
Yes.
At the Little Theater upstairs, room 210 at UPrep. In Importance of Being Earnest, two tickets at $10. This sounds like it could be a lot of fun. It looks like everybody here is going to enjoy it. First one to call, 530-605-4567. And you get tickets to Importance of Being Earnest. Okay, now, start over here. What do you like the best about this play?
Just how obscene it is in its depiction and poking fun at the Victorian era England, and how absurd my character is in particular, because he never stops eating.
Okay. How about you?
Literally, we talk about it. Literally every line in the play is a joke, and it's just so fun to be up there, and it's so funny. And also, I get to act with some of my best friends, and that's really fun.
And how many people are in the cast?
Nine.
Okay. And you?
I think my favorite thing about this play is that we're not really playing our characters. We're making fun of them, and I think that's really fun.
Okay. And the youngest?
Well, I seem to think that the jokes themselves are the best parts of this play, just how they've lasted for such a long time, and they're still incredibly funny to this day. It feels such a great honor to be part of this tradition, this play.
We know that. I guess that kind of makes sense because it has been around. I mean, back when I was in high school, and of course, Bad Bob, when they had – did they have high schools back when you were coming up, Bob?
Yes, but it was really hard to do your essays on a stone tablet.
Yeah, that's right. I figured that. But they've been having this – I mean, this has been around for decades, a century. And it still keeps coming over, so it must have some relevance
to today.
Well,
it's still well-written.
Or do you change it around to make it more relevant?
I have not. Other venues may do that, but – no, we have not. Anything that is that well-written stands the test of time. It's like Gilbert and Sullivan in a way. It was funny then, and it's funny now.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, some things don't – some things just kind of like go away. You look at a movie when you're 18 thinking this is the greatest thing in the world, and look at it again when you're 40, and you're going,
right.
Did I watch this? Or why would I watch this?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Romney Clemens. Did I get that right?
You did.
And she is the head of the drama department at UPrep. And it's The Importance of Being Earnest. Tell us one more time when it's going to be.
We open tomorrow night. We run Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 o'clock this weekend, Sunday at 2 in the little theater upstairs in the Shasta Learning Center.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And I still have two tickets for The Importance of Being Earnest. We're going to keep working this one. Give me a call at 530-605-4567, and you can have these two tickets. Okay, hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate y'all coming
you.
In and
thank you.
Break
thank
a leg.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're hoping to have my guest. I'm not gonna say any names here because I could be completely wrong.
Is this one of those days?
Well, you know, the thing is it's my fault, you know, because I tried to change something because I was trying to make three things work at one time.
You had 5 pounds in your 3 pound set.
Yeah. And it is. And I was trying to make sure, you know, okay, so can I get this? I really want to have this person on. Well, you know, and I had another one. They said, okay, this is a one time, you know, deal on this one. Well, so I, you know, begged forgiveness and wanted to move him to the next day. Well, I never talked to anybody. I'm just leaving messages. And then the person that we had moved, you know, the person that was supposed to be on today, called and they said, you can only give me 15 minutes. And I went, you know what? I don't think so. So I'm trying to get the first person back on. So we're going to find out probably in 5 minutes whether this thing worked or not. What do you think, Bad Bomb?
This would be the miracle of live radio.
This is the miracle of live radio because otherwise we're going to have open line and this is going to be anything you want to talk about. And we're going to be giving stuff away. When I come back, I am going to be giving away more tickets. Not just The Importance of Being Earnest, which we're going to, but we're also going to be given the Paradise Lost and Found by Pat Cook at the Riverfront. We're going to give away some tickets there too. The only other thing you see is that, I want to finish up some stuff that I've that's happened in New York and some of the things that have been said.
with Bloomberg that are just absolutely riotous.
Who is this guy?
Yeah, that's what they're saying is, I mean, does he really want to be remembered for this? But we'll be right back after these messages, after the news. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. They'll try again beginning this hour in the Sistine Chapel. The Cardinals just wrapping up a lunch break after the latest round of voting led to a second sighting of black smoke.
We didn't expect an election to take place last night, nor this morning.
Vatican spokesman Thomas Rosica says it usually takes longer. Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh is live at the Vatican.
Yes, Lisa. Well, the Cardinals are heading back into Sistine Chapel. Another two votes are expected this afternoon. On St. Peter's Square, people are coming to see if there will be white smoke and a new pope. Ed is an Italian who is rooting for one of the frontrunners, Cardinal Angelo Scola.
He has a very human side and very open to people and good diplomatic, polyglot, very good homilies, and he has a big chance to win.
But Vatican analysts are saying that if there is no white smoke tonight, Scola's chances may be fading. Lisa?
Courtney, thanks. Senate Democrats throwing cold water on a House Republican budget and unveiling their own. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid already dismissing the blueprint offered by House Republicans.
This budget isn't a serious attempt to reduce the deficit.
And Paul Ryan's plan would balance the federal budget in 10 years by cutting spending and repealing the president's signature health care law. A counteroffer from Senate Democrats calls for higher taxes on top earners and scraps many of the sequestration spending cuts. It's also getting a thumbs down.
Spending that turns out to be a lot more effective at generating jokes for late-night comedians than jobs.
And Republican leader Mitch McConnell calling the Democrats' proposal a disaster. Lisa.
Jared, this is Congress tries to agree on how to keep the government up and running past the end of this month. The Senate working on amendments to the House-passed version of a six-month stopgap spending bill. Wall Street right now, the Dow down 15 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The rape trial of two high school boys just getting underway in Ohio, where the case is also about the local football team. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has this live.
Two Steubenville High School football players are charged with raping a 16-year-old girl in the back seat of a car and a basement. It allegedly happened during a night of partying, with witnesses saying the girl was so drunk she threw up twice and had trouble walking and speaking. It got a lot of attention when pictures of her being carried by her arms and legs went viral. Defense attorney Walter Madison saying,
now that it's been released, the problem is that my client's opportunity at a fair trial has completely been hijacked.
A hacker group has also held protests alleging a cover-up because of the influence of the local football team. Lisa?
Jennifer, a manhunt that started in Washington State ends across state lines with a day-long standoff and then capture of a man accused of killing his elderly grandparents.
An Oregon Seaside hotel manager recognizing Michael Chad Boysen's face from the television called local authorities, ending a multi-state manhunt. Boysen was taken into custody after being found in his motel room, suffering from self-inflicted stab wounds. He is in critical condition. Boysen is suspected of killing his grandparents in Renton, Washington, after they threw him a party welcoming him home from prison.
But sometimes there are no answers. Sometimes, and this may be one of those cases, we will never know why he did what he did.
Sheriff John Urquhart from the Kings County Sheriff's Office discussing the crime. Courtney Keeley.
Fox News Radio.
There's late word of a suicide bombing in Afghanistan during a sporting event. Reports of several people killed and injured. No exact numbers known yet. When the bomber detonated in a crowd watching what amounts to the Afghan version of polo, buzkashi. A police official says the father of the Afghan parliament speaker was among those killed. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State, Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It is 8:05 in the morning, and we have, for this hour, and we'll be getting to them in a second, we have, as you know, Turtle Bay, the building of the hotel at Turtle Bay has ground to a halt. Because of the lack of a resolution about the, for the cost of labor and the cost of materials, probably, and a lot of other things. So today, we have, Andrew J. Meredith and Tom Carata.
Correct.
Okay. And Andrew is with the local 340, IBEW. And Tom is with the Plumber, Steam Feeders, and Refrigeration Group. So, we'll be getting to y'all in just a second, but first let's head on out to our Wells Fargo advisor with Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 15 points at 14,434. The S&P 500 is negative fractionally at 1552, and the NASDAQ is negative fractionally at 3241. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 1 penny at $12.02, and Nokia down 9 cents at $3.49. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 2 cents at 17.24, and North Valley Bank is up 13 cents at 17.14. Turning to the bond market, we do find higher or lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield up to 2.04%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is positive 33 cents at 93.25. Gold is down $4.70 at 15.87, and silver is down 26 cents at 28.90. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. Listen for our Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. You'll give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best advice about what to do with investments down on Wall Street. Stop by and visit them at Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob, weather.
Mostly sunny, a high somewhere near 78. It'll be partly cloudy tonight, a low in the 50s. Unusually warm weather, currently 51 degrees. A report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Yeah, tomorrow night, pizza. Handmade pizza out there. They have horseback riding, great dinners, great food, great service, all out of Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. Is there anything in our reports in the weather about the pollen count by any chance? Like it's exceeds 12 million parts, something
I'll have
like
to
that.
Check. Because you and I, because pollen counts,
yeah, because so. I'm dropping here with this. I just thought that would be part of the weather forecast. It says if you have allergies, perhaps you shouldn't even go out of the house today. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to interview our guests today. Like I said, are representatives from two of the unions here that have you've seen them on the TV lately. Talking about what's going on in Turtle Bay, because this is a big thing here that's going on in our town with Turtle Bay and getting a hotel built, but right now we're at a standstill until there's a resolution. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our home loan center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time home buyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors, Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and the North State. You know, not only will they have a something for you in a previously owned or a brand new car, truck, or SUV, they're your neighbors giving you great deals. Not only that, their service department is second to none, and they strive to make their service department the very best. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. And remember, the Ram truck was a 2013 truck of the year. I like Ram trucks. Okay. And tonight at 7 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street, it's down there by the post office, they're having a ceremony. The Military Order of the Purple Heart is sponsoring the ceremony where they're going to give a commemorative to the Army Specialist Preston Dennis, who was killed in action in Afghanistan with 10th Mountain, while he served with the 10th Mountain Division. But also, something you've probably never ever had a chance to see, but a representative of the French Embassy is going to present the French Legion of Honor to one of our World War II prisoners of war, Ellis Booth. And that's going to happen tonight. So at 7 p.m., Veterans Memorial Hall, give Jim Berg a call at 530-229-0828. Okay. My guest today, and again, let me preface this, is that this whole thing is the Turtle Bay Hotel, and the Sheraton is going to go in there, and the right now it's at a complete standstill because of prevailing wage and a few other things. And my guests are Andrew Meredith, Local 340 for the IBEW, and Tom Carato, who is with the Plumbers, Steamfitters, and Refrigeration Local Union, Number 228. And Andrew, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You were there for, I guess, a year before I got there.
I sure was. Yeah. Thank you for your service, too, Carl.
Have you served or?
I have not.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't leave you out there.
But I'm very appreciative of those that do.
Well, you know what? It's an honor to serve this country, I think most of us have found. Okay. Andrew, the Turtle Bay says they're making us go prevailing wage. That just stops everything. And you came back with, you didn't stop too long to circle your wagons. You just came straight back with your thoughts on this.
Yeah, Carl, we've been involved in this for going on 3 years now, the discussions about this hotel being built and kind of the process that Turtle Bay went about to set this in motion. And for those listeners out there that don't have the full background on this, this started back in 2010 when Turtle Bay went back to the city of Redding after the public subsidies that were being paid out to Turtle Bay from the city of Redding were cut off due to the budget constraints.
I think it was like $250,000, $280,000, something like that.
I think at the end, that's about what it was, but it got as high as over $600,000 at one point. Turtle Bay relied on that money. I think all of us acknowledge that to be sufficient and to be able to provide the services that they do to the community. When that revenue stream was cut off, they looked at additional revenue generating sources and they came up with the concept of this hotel. They went back to the city, back in April of 2010 and they looked for the ability to amend that lease agreement that they had already been entered into with the city of Redding, where they were essentially providing a dollar a year to the taxpayers in return for leasing out under a long-term lease that portion of land that Turtle Bay's museum and park encompasses. That lease did not allow them the ability to construct a hospitality parcel like a Sheraton hotel. So they needed to go back to the city of Redding to get the ability to do that. When the city of Redding gave them that ability back in 2010, the city of Redding didn't ask for anything back in compensation. And from our standpoint, through this entire argument, through these discussions, the fact that the Redding taxpayers did not get anything back in return for the city arbitrarily making that a hospitality parcel and giving them the ability to run a for-profit enterprise on that public land, that constituted a subsidization of public funds, which is very clear. That invokes the California Public Works laws and the prevailing wage laws of California. So Turtle Bay had an option, I think, at that point to negotiate a fair market rent agreement with the city of Redding that took into consideration the increased value that that land now had. And they chose the path of attempting to construct this hotel without doing the fair market lease agreement and without doing the prevailing wages. So,
didn't this go up to the, this was appealed, y'all appealed this, and it went up to the state board and it was found that Turtle Bay had, indeed did not have to pay prevailing wage in the first iteration of this.
Yeah, on the first DIR, and for those of you that don't know, DIR is the Department of Industrial Relations, and in California, they're tasked with determining the prevailing wage applicability on hundreds of cases a year. So in this particular instance, the city of Redding with Turtle Bay went to DIR first. That's a big misconception out there in the public. The city of Redding and Turtle Bay went to DIR with the initial decision and attempted to get a ruling that it was not a prevailing wage job. And in that original decision, there was an appraisal that was done by an appraiser hired by Turtle Bay that ultimately found that the land had no increased value. In layman's terms, that was really what the appraisal came back and said. We chose with our
attorney. This is the appraisal of the Turtle Bay land or where the hotel was going to be or just Turtle Bay period?
Well, they actually had an appraiser that looked at the hotel parcel and, presented evidence to DIR that simply giving Turtle Bay the ability to build a hotel here does not increase the value of the land. So it's our opinion that nothing of value was transferred to Turtle Bay by the city. Well, we had an option during that initial case, during that initial ruling, to hire our own appraiser. Again, we thought that it was so simple to surmise that when a piece of property that's zoned public and it only allows for public and cultural and recreational facilities to be built, when you've all of a sudden changed the guidelines on that and allowed for a for-profit hotel to be built, it's common sense that you've increased the property value. So we chose at that time not to hire the appraiser. We thought that DIR would basically disregard that appraisal And unfortunately, they didn't. So we appealed.
Big surprise, huh?
Yeah, big surprise. So we appealed the ruling because, again, we thought a legal issue had gone unnoticed. So
okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about that. The DIR, Department of
Industrial Relations.
And this is not an indictment or anything like this, but is that a union friendly group? Is it made up of union people? Is it,
no,
or is it? Let's talk about that.
Okay,
when we come back. Who makes up the DIR?
Okay.
We'll be right back. My guests are Andrew Meredith and Tom Carata. We'll be right back after these messages.
California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning $100,000 or a 2013 Hughes Sportsman fishing boat from Harrison's Marine of Reading. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Casino. Play the Fishing for Fortune Swipe to Win for your chance to win $100,000 or a brand new fishing boat. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled family boat. Now that's good fortune. Swipe to win. Play to win. Stay to win. Swipe for your chance to win many prizes, free slot play, or cash. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Plus, we always have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's easy. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Don't miss your chance to be a contestant and step up to the Fishing for Fortune game board to win $100,000 on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Friday, March 29th at 9:30 p.m. for $100,000 or a 2013 Hughes Sportsman fishing boat. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. It's better on the river.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Yeah. Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebach. Good morning. Hey, we're talking Turtle Bay. We're talking about the fact that we've come to a standstill. I've got Tom Carata here, from the Plumbers, Steamfitters Refrigeration Local Union, 228. And, Andrew J. Meredith, Assistant Business Manager of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Tom, let's go over to you.
Okay.
So, you know, Andrew's been like the spokesman, he's been kind of like the front guy.
Correct.
Up here. What's the rank and file say about this?
The rank and file of the union?
Yeah, of the union. When they say that, gosh, that could put, I mean, what are we looking at as far as people going to work here? 100? More? Less?
I
there'd probably be a couple hundred construction jobs out there.
Okay, a couple hundred construction jobs.
working. So that, and how long would it take to build this thing?
I think a little over a year.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a couple hundred men and women put to work at a, put to work for 2 years building this hotel, plus the 166 jobs it has afterwards and all this. What's the rank and file feel about this, if you don't mind me asking?
No, not at all. In fact, first of all, let me say I appreciate you having us on the air this morning.
Well, you know what? I find that if I don't, that trying to read, and nothing against the Record Searchlight boys, but, you know, sometimes not everything is included in it. And for my listeners, it's always good to hear them all from in your own words without anything in between. So, no, I'm more than happy to have you on anytime.
Thank you. Thank you. Sure. Yeah, the rank and file within the union, obviously, our workers are all for this because it provides a balanced competitive nature when our contractors try to secure this work. So obviously the union employees are going to be all for this project. I know a lot of the non-union workers are for it because it increases their pay scale.
Okay, and that's the other thing too, pay scale. You know, let's dispel this one thing is that, you know, all I heard was that we were using the San Francisco prevailing wage, and I thought that was kind of strange. But that's not true, right?
Yeah, Trish Clark, I think, actually made a comment on Thursday that I think needs a rebuttal. She made a comment that these Bay Area wages are forced upon us because of the region that we lie in up here in the North State. And I know you had a caller on the air, I think his name was Coach Bob, that kind of clarified a little of that.
Yeah, Coach Bob did. Yeah. In fact, he said that
I think what the public needs to realize is prevailing wages are established on a county-by-county basis. And if you go on DIR's website, if you're a contractor that wants to do work with government agencies, this is something that you do on a daily basis. You go onto DIR's website, you look at the prevailing wage determinations, and they're literally county by county. So, to give you an example, the total prevailing wage package for a electrician up in Shasta County, he makes about $38 an hour on his check, and then he gets medical benefits and pension and all that stuff tacked on top of that. In the Bay Area, a journeyman electrician makes a little over $50 an hour. So there's a pretty significant difference between the Bay Area wages and...
Well, good. And so the prevailing wage is strictly for Shasta County then?
That's correct.
All right. And when you say 38 bucks an hour, and then you say plus medical, plus that gets added onto it?
That gets added onto it. That's right.
So even if he's a subcontractor? Or is this if you're working for a company?
Yeah, we're talking just strictly employees working for a contractor.
Okay, correct. All right, so talking about the DIR, and one of the things I said, who makes this up?
The DIR is they're a state agency that you got to keep in mind and compare this with other state agencies. A lot of these employees have been on the job for a long time. These DIR employees have been through Republican administrations, Democratic administrations at the state capitol. They're very unbiased. The only real figurehead that changes from administration to administration is the actual head of DIR, and at this point, the individual's name is Christine Baker from DIR. She was appointed by Governor Brown to run that organization, and all of these decisions basically pass through her desk. But the field agent work is all done by these rank and file employees that have been there for a long time.
So the first decision made by a DIR rep was that it wasn't going to be a prevailing wage.
Yep, and that was based again specifically on that,
right.
The fact that the appraisal said zero.
And then, but when it was up, went up, and you all appealed that,
we
pushed
did
it up to the next group.
We felt that the original decision was missing some legally significant points. We did hire an appraiser on that second go around that showed pretty conclusively that there was an increase in value. And when the appeal decision was rendered back in January, again, DIR ruled that, they sided with our appraiser, said that there was an increase in value to this land. And because Turtle Bay is not providing any compensation back to the city in return for this added value, it invokes the prevailing wage requirements.
Okay. If it's not prevailing wage, what do people usually make? You said a prevailing wage is 38 bucks an hour for an electrician.
Well, like,
is that something that you just kind of like, work it out with whoever's building it?
Yeah, I mean, most of the times, you've got a situation where, especially right now with unemployment as high as it is, you've got workers basically competing against each other, until the contractor finds a guy that's willing to take it at the least amount of money for, what he perceives to have the most amount of experience. So the employees are basically competing against each other to get these jobs when the economy is the way that it is right now. So Turtle Bay threw some numbers out there. Their contractor in the plumbing and the sheet metal, I think, said they were going to make between $28 and $32 an hour. And we don't think it's that big of a difference between the prevailing wages to constitute that 3 million number that they've thrown out to the public in the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I think that was the thing, was that that makes the difference. And you're talking about a $6 to $10 an hour difference, yeah, essentially. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds. Yeah, when I come back, I want to talk about, you know, I'm going to go back into the rank and file again. I know there's probably a lot of guys out there who would like to work. And just like you said, the economy's in, you know, in the doldrums. And you've got 200 jobs here for skilled laborers and artisans out there to work. And I'm going to hear what you, I want to hear what you say about how this can be ended so it works for both okay sides. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The lunch is over. The Cardinals voting for Pope are now taking the walk or shuttle bus ride back to the Sistine Chapel for more praying and more voting. Three ballots so far have not come up with the two-thirds support needed to elect the next Pope. Vatican biographer Robert Moynihan says if a cardinal starts getting more than half the vote, he can make up the rest.
They call it the Valanga effect, the avalanche effect. If you get the thing rolling, then you roll to 77 and you're elected.
He says the longer it takes, though, the more chance of an outsider-type candidate. Black smoke comes from the Sistine Chapel. If there's no Pope, white when one's elected. That smoke comes from chemical cartridges now, not the ballots.
There's an electronic device, and it releases the cartridge, and inside the cartridge are five doses of this.
Vatican spokesman Father Thomas Rosica, the average conclave this past century has taken about 3 days. This is a Fox News alert.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavalia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Even though we are in the middle of winter, now is the time to check on what you are paying for propane. The price difference between companies right now could be as much as a dollar per gallon. Also, if you are like me, you want to talk to a real person on the phone, not a machine. When you call us at Shasta Gas, you'll be talking to my daughter Karen or our customer service reps, Sandy or Diane. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793.
911.
She shot him. She shoot him.
My wife is a hero. She protected her kids. She did what she was supposed to do as a responsible, prepared gun owner.
This is Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. The time is now for safe, effective NRA-certified firearms training. And if I can provide your firearms, ammunition, and the best training in the state, visit us at Sportsman's Warehouse, online at NorCalFI.com, or call us at 999-1822. NFI.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and the Bot. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's 51 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day today, going up in the 70s. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. What can I say? Great haircuts, great prices, man's last stronghold. If you can't get your haircut there the way you want it, then perhaps you shouldn't have hair. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. And speaking of Athens Avenue and Classic Cafe, Bad Bob, I think Millie and Kathy are having St. Patty's Day down there on Friday.
Absolutely. And if you have never been to the Classic Cafe, three excellent reasons. The girls themselves, the displays on the wall of veterans from just about every conflict ever, and of course, great down-home food. There are plenty of good reasons to go down there. If you've never done it, do it.
Corned beef and cabbage. What can I say? They do great work. My guests are, and we're talking Turtle Bay, and we're talking with the unions today. Andrew Meredith from the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, and Tom Carotto. Is with the Plumbers Steam Fitters Refrigeration Local Union here. Good morning, gentlemen. The DIR, we were talking a little bit about that. It's composed of people who've been in the government for many, many years. But the person who heads it up is appointed by the governor.
That's correct.
And so the ramifications of this decision is more than just Turtle Bay.
Yeah, and I think that's what's been driving a lot of the debate about this. There's been a lot of resources that have been brought in from the state building trades, which represents the building trades unions all across the state of California. They have a lot of concern with the way that this decision will play out, again, because there's a lot of statewide significance when rulings like this come out. When the original decision came out the way that it was, the state building trades got involved along with us in order to, you know, clarify that there was an increase in value and that that increase of value was a subsidization of funds. Hence, you have to pay the prevailing wages. So they helped out a lot with that. And I think they're even more concerned this time that you've got this nonprofit organization that even 6 months ago was talking to the newspaper telling them we'll accept DIR's decision as final. I believe that article came out in August in the Record Searchlight. Now they've decided to take that decision out of the state agency into a local superior court to essentially get themselves out of the requirements that we feel are in place to protect, number one, the taxpayers, and number two, the workers on that job site.
Okay, well, if they prevail in the court, what's that do? When I say they, Turtle Bay.
It'll be appealed.
It's being appealed, then it means nothing's going to move forward one way or the other.
Well, again, Turtle Bay has got the option of starting the hotel whenever they want to, and they can use that decision from the Superior Court judge to go ahead and move forward. But I think the reason that you won't see them do that is the city of Reading recognizes that there is an inherent risk to them if Turtle Bay moves forward with the hotel.
What's the risk?
The risk is... legally, the city of Reading is required to advise whoever has that lease agreement as to whether or not there is a prevailing wage requirement to do any of the improvements on that parcel. So if the city of Reading allows Turtle Bay to build that hotel without paying prevailing wages, if there's a decision that comes out 18 months from now, 3 years from now, whatever it may be, that says that that job should have been constructed with prevailing wages, the city of Reading will ultimately be responsible to back pay every single one of those workers the difference in wages. And if you believe Turtle Bay's number, which we don't, but if you believe that number, that means $3 million that the city of Reading is going to have to provide to cover that mistake.
Is that plus interest?
I think there's a little bit of, there's a little time.
So you don't believe that it's going to be $3 million. Why?
We don't believe in the method that they used to come up with that number. Again, there was an article that came out in the Record Searchlight, where the park spokesman, Tony Osborne, actually made a comment that the number was somewhere around $1.25 million, if I remember correctly.
That is correct. I've got the article right here. It's from August 18th of 2011.
And that says?
And it says, prevailing wage would add roughly $1.25 million to that price tag, said Tony Osborne, Turtle Bay spokesman.
So, again, we think the $3 million number was kind of put out there to hypnotize the public into believing that this is a much more devastating ruling to Turtle Bay than it actually is. But the way that the numbers were calculated, Turtle Bay essentially went back to the subcontractors and the general contractor that they had already listed as the low bidders. And I know you got an instant message from a listener that wanted to know whether those contractors were local.
Yeah.
And it is my understanding that the contractors that they selected were, for the most part, local contractors, which is great. They went back to those contractors and said, look, we've got this new ruling that came out. It looks like we're going to have to pay prevailing wages. Can you give us a rough estimate on what it's going to increase your contract cost? Well, I believe in the art of competitive bidding, and I don't think that when a contractor is asked to just provide a number that he's not competing against anybody when he provides it.
So you're saying, so when they ask the ones they already had contracted to do this, okay, how much is that going to be?
There's no incentive.
Instead of throwing the whole contracting, throwing it all out again into to contractors.
To put it back out.
Put it back in for rebid.
And, you know, Turtle Bay has been clear, and I think we've appreciated this, that there are union contractors that were the low bidders on this job, even when it was not a prevailing wage project. So these contractors that always pay prevailing wages anyway, as they gave a number back to Turtle Bay when they were asked to provide the difference of zero. They said, you know, we can perform this job as a prevailing wage job or as a public works job as a private job without any increased cost. It would probably be best for Turtle Bay to lock those contractors up and say, well, look, we can sign a contract with you now without increasing material costs and things like that coming into play in the future. They should lock those guys up. And the ones that gave them these numbers between $200,000 and $600,000 differences in each one of these sub-trades, they really, if they want an accurate number, you got to put those back out to bid. That's the only way you can get an accurate number. Simply asking one guy to give you a number when he's not competing against anybody, you know, there's no incentive for him to give you that.
Yeah, it's an accurate number. Yeah, it's just one person there. Okay, we're going to take a break. Our guest, Andrew Meredith and Tom Corrado, our local union representatives, talking about Turtle Bay. We'll be right back after these messages.
Spring arrives, it's time to start planning your inside-outside home improvement projects. The original Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is the answer to your spring projects. Creating a new landscape or beginning a garden project? Speak to all the experts in one convenient location about plants, shrubs, and all things beautiful at the Home and Garden Expo. Time for new lighting, a home theater, new furniture. There's something for every part of your home at the original Home and Garden Expo. Doors, windows, flooring, efficient air conditioning upgrades. It's all there and more. All your local professionals are ready to help you plan and complete all your home improvement projects. There's all this and so much more, including the Griller's Cup Barbecue Competition benefiting Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus at your original Home and Garden Expo, featuring local businesses and ideas with exclusive show-only discounts. Your premier Home and Garden Expo, March 22nd, 23rd, and 24th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with something for everyone. Find out more information online at readinghomeexpo.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And of course, Espresso Joe's. Coffee by the cup, coffee by the pound. They have it, and they have brands there that nobody else in town does. Bad Bob, what's it look like for weather today?
Oh, Carl, not seeing any rain in the forecast. Mostly sunny, high near 78, calm winds. Partly cloudy tonight, low 51. And currently in Reading, we have 53 degrees. The report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Tomorrow night is pizza night up there, 474-5546. We're talking Turtle Bay. We're talking the fact that everything's at a standstill right now because of prevailing wage. It's gone back to Superior Court. The Turtle Bay is fighting it there. My guests are Tom Corrado from the Plumbers, Steam Fitters, and Refrigeration Local Union, and Andrew Meredith, International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. Nice card. I like that.
Thanks. we try real hard, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, is there any way to end this thing?
I think on both sides of the fence, and people in the public are going to have a hard time believing this, but on both sides of the fence, we want to see this done. I explained this to you, Carl, off the air. I live in Tehama County. My kids go to a really small school, 32 kids, kindergarten through eighth grade, and my wife volunteers at the school a lot, and, you know, we go to Turtle Bay twice a year with the school to explore the park and take advantage of some of the resources that are out there. We want to see the project get done just because we want Turtle Bay to have this, this self-sufficient, you know, setup so that there's a long-term viability. Their revenues have been down since, 2003 pretty significantly. They're struggling. I think everybody acknowledges that. From our standpoint though, I think what's been hard for us to fathom is there's a clear choice here that Turtle Bay has got to make. You're either going to take this land free and clear from the city of Reading, which they essentially did, or you're going to provide compensation back to the city for the land that you got. If you take the land free and clear, it essentially invokes this prevailing wage requirement. The other option is, you know, you either buy the land or you provide this fair compensation back. And there's a lot of people in the public, I think, that would like to see that option play out because they want the additional revenue for the city of Reading.
I think you're right. I think people would hate to see Turtle Bay go away. It provides a needed venue right here in Reading. You're saying then is that the unions, hey, our hands are tied
there,
on this.
There's goodwill on both sides.
Either this happens, this has got to happen this way. It's not like we can say, well, you know what? You can't say that, right? You can't say, well, you know, we're going to take less.
No, we can't. We can't say that. And, you know, I think the record
is that by the law?
Yeah, we can't. It's the law. If it's a prevailing wage project, it's a prevailing wage project.
Okay,
there's not
so
really
you can't,
anything
you can't
do.
Just, you can't just,
huh? Let me throw this in there. This is part of what bothers me about this situation. Nobody asks the contractor to work for less than his value. Nobody asks the architect or the engineer to work for less than their value, but everybody's asking the worker to work for less than their value. And that bothers me. We have a project that is just short of funding to be able to build this project, and everybody wants the men and women that are going to be performing the labor to do this project, they want them to take it on their backs to make this project work. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right.
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah, there's been a characterization, I think, by the Record Searchlight that this has been some type of a negotiation that's been going on between myself, the building trades, and Turtle Bay, and it's kind of been disingenuous to report it that way because it hasn't really been negotiations. It's been initially when the ruling came out, we went and met with Turtle Bay and said, look, I know you guys have probably got a lot of sticker shock about what this is going to do. We want to explain to you some of the avenues that our contractors can help keep the cost down on a prevailing wage job. And one of those examples is our contractors are involved in apprenticeship programs that are run by management and run by labor. They're called joint apprenticeship training programs. These apprentices that can go out on these public works jobs, they earn anywhere between 32% and 80% of journeyman scale. So they earn less than a journeyman electrician or a journeyman plumber does. And those numbers that you see for prevailing wages and even the ones that we talked about a little while ago, those are journeyman wages. So imagine you've got a guy that can work on that job now that is 32% of that journeyman wage. The cost goes down pretty significantly. And the labor unions are the only ones that really operate these joint apprenticeship training programs. So our contractors in the North State are the only ones that really have access to them on a regular basis.
So you could have four electricians and two apprentices.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And, you know, we can give our contractors 1-to-1 ratio where we put one apprentice with one journeyman. So we have ways to drive the cost down pretty significantly. So that's another reason why that $3 million number we think is unrealistic, because you're getting it from a lot of these non-union contractors that don't have the ability to hire these apprentices. So the prevailing wage job for him now means every guy on that job has to make the full scale, which if you believe Turtle Bay's number, on average is $42 an hour total package. Every guy on the job is going to make at least $42. But if you factor in these apprentices with our contractors, that cost goes down. So there's been a lot of discussions about that. We presented some ideas to them regarding helping them secure additional financing, because I know financing has been a problem on this project. And the negotiations that Turtle Bay says that that the Record Searchlight says have been going on, again, they haven't been so much negotiations as they've been fact-finding missions on both sides to try to see if there was a way to actually make this pencil out.
Okay. All right, we got to take a break here. The idea, and we had talked about the apprentices. I didn't realize you could do 1-to-1. So instead of hiring 6 electricians, you would hire 3 and 3 apprentices. What do the other electricians think about that?
Well, our electricians love the training programs because they all went through it and they recognize the value in these.
But wouldn't you have to hire like 6 electricians to do this? I mean, do these 3 apprentices take their place of a journeyman?
Well, no, these apprentices are electricians too. The way that this works is we bring in guys into our apprenticeship program. A lot of veterans come into our apprenticeship program. They go through the schooling for 5 years while they're working out in the field during this entire process. And, they don't have to pay anything to go to this program. Like, we don't require a $15,000 down payment or anything like that. They essentially go to school for free and they earn a good living while they're doing it. So they are electricians. They're members of our organizations, and all our journeyman electricians and the journeyman plumbers and journeyman bricklayers and all the way across the board, they recognize the value in training. We invest a lot of money in it, and, we think that it produces the finest quality craftsmen in the industry.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. My guest, Andrew Meredith and Tom Carrato, we're talking Turtle Bay. We'll be back for our last segment here. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
For a tax pro that not only understands taxes but can review your investments to help lower your tax bill, call Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. He specializes in tax preparation for businesses and investors. If you have a business or you've lost a spouse who took care of the taxes and investments and you want an experienced, compassionate advisor, call the Advice Center at 244-7526. This month, Tom's offering a free investment tax review and a financial bingo evening at Gironda's Restaurant, March 13th at 7 p.m. Tom will be joined by estate planning attorney Clint Boren to answer your tax and legal questions. For great food, fun, and a chance to ask how to avoid probate costs or do you need a trust, call 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. For experience, tax preparation, a free investment tax review, or to attend their financial bingo event, call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Gramavaglia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Bot. Tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me as my guest co-host. Well, she's my co-host on Thursdays. Then I have Eric Wittstrom here from Five Star Bank and a couple other surprises. Today I'm with Andrew Meredith from the IBEW and Tom Corrado from the Plumbers and Steam Fitters and Refrigeration Union. And we're talking Turtle Bay, and we have a phone call. Jim, good morning. Do you have something to say or a question?
Yeah, I have a question here. If this here job goes down here, then, and the unions, get their, or this becomes a union job, then no, non-union contractors in this area can work on the job?
I can answer that, Carl. No, that's not what it means. Turtle Bay could essentially keep the contractors that they've got right now. They would just have to pay all those workers prevailing wages. So you could have a lot of non-union employees that are working on this job that are earning these prevailing wages.
But, I mean, if they wanted to hire some local electrical contractors that only a one-man shop, and he goes, they can't hire him then to come in on the job?
They can hire him as an employee and pay him that prevailing wage. They can do that.
But you can't hire him at his contractor rate at $85 an hour.
Do you mean as a subcontractor?
Yeah.
You know, most contractors won't enter into ventures like that just because of the liability concerns. And I think most contractors, union or non-union, they hire employees as employees because that's the way their business model works. And
okay, so but if this thing stays out of the union, then Turtle Bay can hire all local contractors and do all the whole entire job, local contractors, and pay the contractors what their contractor rate is.
Well, see, we're talking about local contractors versus union contractors. Our union contractors are local. We've got many union contractors in all of these subclassifications, so there would be local contractors on this job regardless of whether it was a union guy on it or a non-union guy on it paying the
prevailing. Okay, well, like when they came up here and did this bridge up here, Lakehead up here, they brought most of the people in from Sacramento and the Bay Area up here to work on that bridge up there. Could that happen here too?
Well, I think the reason that it won't happen here is Turtle Bay has expressed that they want local contractors to do the work, whether it's union, non-union, prevailing wage, non-prevailing wage. They want local contractors to do the work.
Right, and so then if the union gets their way with this thing here, they can't block that out and stop them from hiring local contractors.
Oh, that's right. And it's not if the union gets the way. If the state law is upheld in this case, then, yeah, there's nothing that's going to prevent them from hiring local contractors.
I think we need to get a hold of our legislator and tell them to get that state law changed.
Well, brother, it's probably not going to happen. I'll tell you, there's a lot of people that believe in
it. That's what needs to happen up here, because there's nobody up here pays that kind of wages up here. You get prevailing wage of Northern California, of Redding, Chester County.
Hey, Jim, we got to run. We run out of time. Thanks for calling, though, partner. Okay. I got about a minute left. Andrew Meredith and Tom Corrado, thanks so much for coming on today.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
As we go forward with this, I'm sure you'll be back on again as we get closer, because I'd like to let everybody hear what's going on with this on all sides.
Excellent. Thank you.
Great. And, like I said, tomorrow, Trish Clark's going to be here, Eric Wittstrom from Five Star Bank, and we have a lot of surprises going on. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. The waiting and hoping continues at St. Peter's.
You want to see smoke before we leave? White smoke.
She's from Ohio, hoping a pope is elected before she has to fly back. Fox News Radio's Courtney Walsh is watching live at the Vatican.
As the cardinals are inside voting and praying, more and more Romans and tourists are arriving at St. Peter's Square, looking at the most watched chimney in the world. Anne is a Catholic from Louisville, Kentucky, and is hoping for reforms with the next papacy, such as women priests and an end to clergy celibacy. But when asked if she thought the new pope would make these changes, she said, "I don't think there's a chance, but I do think this is the beginning of a beginning." Ron, if the Cardinals choose a pope on the first afternoon vote, we could get smoke at any time now.
And
Ron?
Courtney, police are looking for someone who carried out a deadly shooting this morning in upstate New York. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live.
According to the Herkimer, New York Fire Department, a shooter is on the